The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Robin Ellis here. My mobility scooter from All Mobility Store in Del Mar changed my life. No more missed activities with my grandbaby, shopping, or holiday fairs. I'm announcing a terrific sale at All Mobility Store in Del Mar with 10% off all new and used scooters from now until Christmas Eve. All new Vive Health scooters on sale for $799.99 with an open box special of $650. My brand Pride Revo scooters are originally $1,746, now on sale for $1,599. Bank financing is available or choose 90 days, same as cash. The All Mobility Store is a full-service facility for scooters and mobility vehicle repairs. They take trade-ins and will buy back any used scooter, power chair, or mobility vehicle. Stop by 8999 Ocean Highway, Route 13 in Del Mar. Call 410-425-7200. That's 410-425-7200. Or visit allmobilitystore.com for the big sale through December 24th. Great Christmas present. Just tie a big red bow on it.
Just tie a big red bow on it, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
Sale ends the 24th, so... You know, we carry your scooter everywhere we go now.
And yes,
we
do.
I know you like it, so it's pretty cool. Fits right in the back of the SUV, beautiful.
It fits right in. I mean, we don't have a big SUV or anything.
No.
You know, we got a Ford Edge.
Ford Edge, yeah.
And it fits right in there, no problem. We put it in my friend's Honda.
Yep.
She and I took it on vacation with us.
Yep.
It's been really, really nice.
Did I ever tell you about this time of year I was out? We weren't married. I mean, I was single at the time, and I was out on the road out Western Maryland somewhere. I think I was out in Hancock area or somewhere like that. Anyway, there's a little diner there. I stopped for breakfast, and I said to the waitress, "What's good?" And she said, "Well, we have a Christmas Eggs Benedict. It's wonderful." I said, "Okay, it's been a while since I had Eggs Benedict." So she brought it out. It was on this, Robin, it was on this chrome, beautiful, shiny plate. You know? I said, "Man, that's fancy Christmas, huh?" She said, "Yep. There's no place like chrome for the hollandaise."
Oh.
Thanks, Joe, for that
one. Dug deep for that one.
No place like chrome for,
I got it.
For the hollandaise. All right. Anyway, we've got Morrison on the line. Good morning, Morrison. How are you?
Oh. Good morning. First of all, happy anniversary.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you so much.
I celebrate mine New Year's Day, 26 years with my wife.
Oh,
oh
man,
wonderful.
Great.
She's a girl from Garrett County. She's right there in Friendsville, Maryland.
That's great.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's great.
I like it up there. Love her like the first day I met her.
Perfect, man. Perfect.
Oh, super duper.
Real quick, I have a quick joke for you, but I have a story first.
The story is
hilarious. It's about my wife. I came home one day and I told her, I said, the guy I'm working with is a narcoleptic. She didn't know what that was. So I was trying to tell her the story, and I said, the guy's name is Mark, and he falls asleep on a dime, and his wife thought it was cute that I call him Markoleptic.
Oh, that's funny.
She said, well, what is a narcoleptic? And I said, what do you think it is? And what she said made perfect sense, but maybe spit my coffee all over the place. I said, what is a narcoleptic? She said, isn't that an undercover officer that has seizures?
Oh, jeez.
I was no good.
But she really thought it out.
That's funny.
I said, that is good. I said, that makes perfect sense, but that's not what it is.
That's wrong, but it's great.
Wasn't it good?
I love it. I'm going to remember that.
Now the next thing. I don't have a Christmas joke, but I do have an 1800 a boat joke.
Okay.
Okay. There's a ship out in the water, the captain and his crew, and they've been out there for a couple of days, and the first mate runs up and says, Captain, there's three enemy ships straight ahead. So he said to him, he said, go and get my red shirt. So they kind of looked at him weird, but they did what he said. He put the red shirt on, they pursued the battle, and they won. They blew all three ships up.
Wow.
And they didn't lose one man. So things went good for a couple more days, and the first mate comes running back to him again. He says, Captain, we have 20 enemy ships on the front line. And the first time we had a battle, why did you ask for your red shirt? He said, so in case I bled, you wouldn't see it. Now run and get my brown pants.
Okay. I love it.
Morrison, that's great. Thank you, buddy.
I love it.
All right, you guys have a good day.
See ya.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Real quick, just wish you guys a happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And I got two things. I got one to tell you, one to ask you.
Okay.
First one to ask, Alan, do you know of any shops that have the Black Cloud shotgun shells for a geese and a BB?
There's a little place in Oklahoma that has a population of 180, and they were able to find some out there during the early season.
Hey, I saw them earlier in the year.
Should have got them.
Well, it was at auction.
Okay.
Up in Reading, PA.
Yeah.
And I bid on them, and I thought I'd put a fair bid in, but I didn't get him, and he never said what they went for.
Right.
I did the absentee bid.
Yeah, online. Mm-hmm.
But, I got a few left from last year, but mm-hmm. I just, because you're only allowed one this year.
Yep.
Same as last year.
How many times do you think you'll get out?
Probably about four.
How many shells you got left?
Well, Black Cloud, I've got, I think, six shells.
Then you're in good shape.
I should be. Depends on how low they're flying.
Exactly. Yeah, I'll tell you something. I talked to the folks at Kent. They make they make fast steel,
okay.
And they're very readily available because they're from West Virginia. You know, they don't. And
do they have them in the BB 3-inch?
You know, I don't know. Call Chesapeake Outdoors and see.
Okay.
Because they're a big Kent fast steel dealer. So.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. I don't know, we're a little south of Galena. Goose hunting.
Yeah.
Okay. excuse me. The other thing is a place for you to rob and the goat, hit the mountains. I don't know if you've ever been up there,
mm-hmm.
but it's north of Kent State College. It's elk country and it's a little town called Benazet.
Yes. That's another great idea, Robin.
I'll look it up. Place to go to. There's a little breakfast place. It's dinner too, but we go to breakfast there across
right.
the post office in town.
Got it.
Then there's that little bar right in the heart of town on a corner, and
okay.
they sell decent dinners, so you don't have to do a lot of cooking.
Yeah.
But
Benazet, Pennsylvania. Yep.
Yeah. Look up on Google Elk Country, PA.
Elk Country. Yep. Yeah. There's a big elk viewing area up there, and the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation
has a big
elk center up there. Yeah.
I've only seen elk there in the late evening, like right before dark.
Yep.
You'll rarely see them during the day. We usually go up there in September, October, when the rut's on, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got some really, we've probably been going up there for 10 years, some really extraordinary elk pictures. I got one where it was just at dusk.
Mm-hmm.
There was a fireball of the sun going down.
Oh, wow.
And there was like a ton of elk out in the field up by the elk center.
Yeah.
And this one, it had to be an 8x8 or...
Oh, they have some monstrous elk.
Right across the sun, and I got his antlers like dead center in it.
Silhouetted, right. Oh, man. That's
extraordinary.
Cool.
Extraordinary. But, yeah, it's a fun place to be. I've never been up there in January or February, but right. I imagine it'll be interesting.
We'll try it.
And you do have a four-wheel vehicle, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you would definitely need that up there if you get any snow.
Got it.
But, I've seen as many not as many, but I've seen elk in town.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we go in, we get up, half hour before daylight.
Yep.
And then I'll start, riding around. There's only two streets in town. You go up and down.
Yeah.
Like around a loop.
Okay.
And I've always seen them on the, I don't know, which I guess it would be the West Street. I don't know the name of it. But just...
We were on vacation down in Tennessee and wanted to go to the casino over in North Carolina. And you just drive right through the Smoky Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
State Park down there, and when you get out to the other side, when you get to North Carolina, there's a big elk herd there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and, I mean, we watch them, we watch them interact for a half hour. People are always pulling off the road. We just sit there and watch them.
They were amazing.
Is that off of 81 or 70?
No, it's whatever the road is through the state park.
Okay.
Okay, well, they're right there.
Okay.
At the, and there's a visitor center and the whole deal there. But a friend of mine was down there not long ago. And he's a photographer, and he witnessed two big bulls just knocking each other around.
Mm.
And one of them ran off. The other one comes storming down through into the group of elk, and there was a collared cow there, okay? And he came up to her, and she turned away from him. And when she turned away from him, he charged her.
Oh, gee.
Hit her with his antlers. She went down, and he continued and actually killed her right there on the ground.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's got photos of the whole deal. I mean, he's got step-by-step photo. I mean, it's nature, it's dramatic, it's sad.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you talk about some tremendous photography.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Sobolewski is his name.
Yeah.
So.
The terror on that cow's face.
Yeah, well, it was horrible. But, but dramatic, I'll tell you, that's for sure.
And there, if you do get up to Benzetti.
Yeah.
There's a road, it's a cut road to go up to St. Mary's.
Okay.
Kind of cut through the woods. It used to be a dirt road, but I've heard they paved it now.
Okay.
And take that and just, you're well aware of being a hunter. Just slow and keep your eyes moving.
Appreciate that.
But we've seen elk sure.
Sure.
Your prime times is,
evening.
Sunrise, sunset.
Yep.
But we've
Got
seen
it.
Them midday.
Got it.
On some of those trails and just going for a ride.
Yep.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Hey, Bob, thank you. You have a wonderful Merry Christmas and hope to hear from
you
soon. Okay.
Every day is a blessing. Enjoy it.
Indeed. Thank you, buddy.
Indeed, yes.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Richard, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Ellis. Happy anniversary and Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much.
I'm sitting in the duck blind. We got the decoys out a little early, so I thought I'd give you all a call and get in the muzzleloader contest.
Well, perfect. You're in it.
Well, we wish you luck this morning.
Good luck to you.
Yeah. Well, we hunted yesterday, and everybody limited out, so.
Well, that's good. At least you got some ducks.
Yeah, and the geese were easy. So.
Yeah,
you know that
cool.
guy, we've been killing them all along with number three steel.
Number three steel, yeah. You know what I used to use? You know what I used to use?
Good, though.
Good. I used to use number six heavy shot.
Oh,
I haven't waterfowl hunted in a couple of years, but number six heavy shot?
Oh, yeah.
I killed a goose at 60 yards with that stuff. So I'm not.
What I wouldn't give to have some old six lead again.
a lot of people are like that, but,
Oh, yes. We just enjoy it. You miss it after it's gone.
Got it.
Yeah. All right. Well,
all right, buddy.
You all have a good one.
All right. You do the same. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Clyde Sports Shop. If you're going to go waterfowl hunting, I'm going to tell you, that A5, that's the one, that auto loader. Oh, my goodness. Your grandfather probably had one, the A5 from Browning. It's been re-engineered, remanufactured. It still has the recoil-operated kinematic drive system. It cuts down on the recoil. It's the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Comes in Mossy Oak Shadow Grass Blade Camo, fiber optic front sight, humpback receiver, just like the old days, ergonomically balanced, with a 100,000-round or 5-year guarantee, the A5. And then there's the Maxis, an autoloader shotgun built for waterfowl hunting perfection. 3 or 3.5-inch chambers with a new power drive gas system that reduces recoil. Also, Mossy Oak Camo, check both of those out at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. just off Beltway, exit number 9. 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108, open 7 days a week. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, all at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. Do you have one of those fireplaces like we had? It was just a hole in the wall and, you know, sucked the heat out of the room, and that was about all it did? Well, guess what? We fixed that. We fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. We were shopping for a gas fireplace insert. Been a couple places. We got to Backyard Billy's. We were pleasantly surprised. Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert, and the main reason we did it is because we were treated with respect. We were treated by knowledgeable people, and we weren't pushed to buy a particular model or anything like that. We liked what we liked, and they made it happen. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service, and we both enjoy the convenience of our gas fireplace insert, the beauty, the room-filling heat, the convenience of the remote control. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and here's the thing. Don't forget about that worldwide shortage of computer chips. There's plenty in stock right now, but you don't want to wait too long to take a look at your new gas fireplace insert. You can also select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America and Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. You also have Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe grills if you're looking for a new grill for Christmas. Stop into the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the coming cold weather. Visit BackyardBillys.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we'll be right back after these messages.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex at Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCB.
Robin?
Yeah.
We're back.
No.
That was a jingle.
That was a quick jingle.
Yep. Let's figure out who our next caller might be.
Well, we have Tackle Box Tim.
That would be Tackle Box Tim. Good morning, Tackle Box Tim. I took your name in vain this morning, buddy.
Good morning, Alan and Robin. How are you?
Good. Wonderful. How are you?
All right. Hey, happy anniversary, and I want to wish you a Merry Christmas also.
Thanks,
buddy.
Thank
you so much.
I don't know if it has arrived yet or not.
It has.
The annual package is there.
The annual package has arrived. My picture's not in it, but that's okay. We got to get out.
Yes, sir, we do.
Yep, we do. So, had a fellow wanted to catch some perch coming out of Bear Creek this morning.
I would think that if you were in Bear Creek this morning, you'd have a good shot at some yellow perch.
That's what he was after.
Oh, nice. Yep. So, I tell you what, some of the deeper points, minnow on a shad dart, or even some soft plastics on a tiny lead head, and should be right on it. As warm as this weather's been, it should be lights out, and you might even run into a pickerel or two.
Cool. Good words of advice.
Yep. With that calendar, Alan, I hand-delivered one to somebody who's in the calendar who is in a bit of a health issue.
Yep.
And he reminded me that they're not just pictures, but every month the picture has a story.
Absolutely.
And a memory.
Yep.
Yep, memory, a good story behind it. And I'm glad I got reminded of that instead of just giving a gift. It's the stories within the gift.
That's right.
I think 100% agree.
Photos remind you of things in the past. So does taxidermy. So does, when you get together with good friends and you're able to share those stories and things like that. So, for me, I love the photos. I love the taxidermy. I mean, I can tell you there's 29 or 30 duck mounts here, duck and geese mounts here in the room, and I can tell you who I shot that blue goose with and who I shot that green-winged teal with and that 8-point, what was going on there and where what happened that day. I can tell you about the ringneck duck. I can tell you about the hooded merganser. I can tell you about that big mallard drake over there. I mean, I can tell you those stories, and I look at them, and I go, it just takes you back. And
it does.
You're just amazing. So
mine is smells.
Smells? Oh, you were talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the other day. We'll talk about that. So, yes, indeed. So, anything special on the menu for Christmas, Tim?
No, not especially. It's going to be kind of laid back, being empty nesters. Got the trees up and decorated, and the lights are on out front, and it's just time to
cool.
Sit back and relax. Everything present-wise is taken care of, and it's just looking forward to unwinding a little bit.
Gotcha.
We're hoping that starts Monday for us.
Yeah,
after the the hubbub of chasing down gifts and all that, and worried about is that last minute thing you got going to arrive?
Got it. So yeah, I was told not to. What was your words when you're keeping the people at Amazon employed this next week?
That I just begged you not to give me a hard time when we got home and you saw all the packages sitting there.
Did I?
Yeah.
You had a really hard time not doing it.
I did.
Yeah.
But I didn't, did I?
No, you did not do it.
All right.
It was absolutely killing him not to say something.
When you order a bunch of stuff and you're gone for a couple of days and somebody else is collecting the packages and, it's, what do you say?
Yeah, and you got to do that these days, too.
That's true. That's true.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, no problem. You all have a great couple of weeks off.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Bye-bye.
I hope you have a wonderful Christmas.
Indeed. Merry Christmas to you and
yours.
Merry
Christmas.
Bye-bye. Dale, good morning, Uncle Dale.
Hi, Uncle Dale.
Good morning. Alan, I'm reminded of a coffee date that we had some time back in down to Dunkin' Donuts, and you were waiting for somebody.
Let me think when that was.
How'd that turn out, by the way?
Oh, she never showed up the first time. She was hiding in Walmart.
But I showed up the second time.
She showed up the second time, and I believe you were there.
Yes, he was. I can tell you it was July 3rd.
July 3rd.
2000.
I thought it was July.
Yeah.
2015?
15, yep. Sure was.
Quick story, Alan and Robin. I stood my wife up the first time, too.
You did?
I'd worked all night up the river, and I was so tired, I just went home. So I called and apologized, and we got together the following week. So
You're lucky she accepted your apology.
Yeah, she did. She's
yep. Got it.
It'll be number 40 this year. And
wow, congratulations.
We were sitting in the restaurant yesterday talking, and they heard us say something about the anniversary, and the one couple came up and they said, well, tomorrow's our 45th. And the other man stood up and said, today, ours was the day before. He stood up and said, oh, we're up. My wife's upstairs in bed. I'm down here eating after 55 years. Tomorrow or today, we just said, we just do what we got to do.
That's right. Yeah.
So all in the same restaurant, all there.
Everybody had anniversaries within a couple of days of each other. Pretty good. Pretty
there
cool.
You go. Well, so. Well, but happy anniversary to you, too.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you very much.
I will say this. Oh. We got a we ate out Thursday night, right?
Yeah.
And we had an okay meal.
Wednesday night was wonderful.
Wednesday night at the hotel at Victoria Room was great. Thursday night, we really picked a special place where we've had some great food in the past, and it was just, not. Yeah, you know, for an anniversary meal, we were disappointed. So here comes Robin's favorite, the creme brulee. She bit into it and she said, the cream is broken. It's almost like scrambled eggs, and sent it back. And the host, who was great, you know, our server was great, Edwin. He was cool. He says, well, it wasn't on your bill anyway, because that was our gift to you for your anniversary. So she sent our gift back.
I still couldn't eat it.
No, you couldn't eat it.
The cream had gone too far and broken, and it tastes and looks like scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was.
But he agreed with Robin, who, you know, he took it back to the chef, and they said, oh, man, we're so sorry. So
Dale, I don't know if you met John B. at our wedding reception, but he said to tell you Merry Christmas, and he was listening to you. You said you were very interested.
Okay. Oh, good. Speaking of food, Alan, thank you very much for the venison. I've had a package of burger and cooked the roast the other night in the Instapot. Superb.
Good. How'd it turn out?
Really good. Real good.
Good.
Real, real good.
Hey, there's more where that came from, buddy, anytime.
Okay. All right. We'll get up and down.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Dale.
Y'all have a good Christmas, and
we will do so.
Enjoy your grandchildren.
Thank you so much.
You and yours
as
well, Dale. You and yours as well. Thanks, buddy.
I'll be safe.
Yep.
I will call.
You got it. Bye bye. Let's talk to Lee. Good morning, Lee.
Morning, kids.
How are you?
Oh, I'm still kicking. How are you all?
Got it.
I'm
good. We're good.
I wanted to wish you a happy anniversary, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. And you're in the muzzleloader contest, right?
Yeah. Well, here's what happened. I called last week. I was one of the last two.
And we didn't get to you.
I didn't get to talk to y'all.
I got it.
So sorry about that. We ran over last week.
So. Yeah, we when we get a lot of callers right at the end, we tend to have to put our sponsors first, unfortunately, but no offense to anybody who's ever not made it on at the end of the show. So.
You could always call the next week like you just did, and it works out fine.
Works out great. So.
Well, I'm still determined I was going to call and wish you all.
Well, we thank you very much.
I really, really appreciate it. We love our listeners, and we love getting phone calls and people who say nice things, especially when they say nice things about me, and I can give him a hard time about it.
Well, I'm not a hunter and a fisher, but, you know, with at least I used to fish when I was a kid, but
sure.
You know, it's always interesting listening to what you all the information you all put out.
Well,
we
do our best, buddy. We do our best. So thank you so much.
I'm gonna say so.
Merry Christmas.
You all take care.
All righty.
You also.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. It's time for us to take our second break. And to do that, we'll start it off with The Great American Outdoor Show. The Great American Outdoor Show is back with a 9-day event February 5th through the 13th at the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It's the world's largest outdoor sports show with over 1,000 exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events, and entertainment for the whole family. with 650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery. You won't want to miss it. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. That's greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. See you there. We'll be right back.
Well, drying things out for the late week forecast with highs in the 40s, lows in the 20s for Sunday and Monday. Kind of a gray Saturday afternoon with a sprinkle or two here today. And a high this afternoon of 53, low tonight of 41. The northwest winds build in for Sunday, and we'll see some sunshine. Lower humidity and colder temperatures, high 45 tomorrow, low 26 tomorrow night. Monday and Tuesday, sunshine with highs in the 40s. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622, and you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Burbender Sharpening is a world-renowned knife sharpening business located right here in Maryland. As a matter of fact, if you've ever seen a cooking show on your favorite food channel, Jimmy from Burbenders most likely sharpens their knives. But wait, there's more. As anglers and hunters, we depend on our knives to fillet fish, field dress game, and lots of other chores. As regular folks, we mow our lawn, cut our wood, and cook our food. We use scissors and shears and chainsaws and a host of tools that need to be sharp for best results. Burbenders sharpens everything. Burbenders is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewaters, open Monday through Saturday, 8 till 3. And on Mondays, they even set up their mobile unit at Homestead Gardens in Severna Park from 9 till 2. You can always swing by their Edgewater shop for a quick turnaround or check burbenders.com for how and where to mail in your knives and tools for sharpening. Call toll-free 888-724-4769. That's 888-724-4769 with any question. Burbenders specializes in the sharpening of high-end cutlery and can renew your household knives to better than new. Take all your kitchen knives to Burbenders. You won't be sorry. Burbenders Sharpening in Edgewater sharpens everything. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680
WCPM. The one thing I wanted to say, I hope people realize when we say we appreciate them,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we appreciate the calls and the time and that they listen, we really mean it. We enjoy this so much.
We do.
We goof off and get goofy with each other, but we really enjoy it.
We do.
You know, this time of year, you got to remember and remind people, we really do love having you all out there.
Well said.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
I've been practicing right now.
So, hey, Evan said, Evan just texted. And said, always love the banter. Happy anniversary, happy antlerversary.
I love it.
I love it. My wife's antlerversary is the 26th, 27 years of torture for her. Thanks, Evan. Appreciate that, buddy.
I love it.
Appreciate that, buddy. So we do have some callers, but I hope they'll indulge me for one little joke.
Okay.
So these four guys have been going to the same fishing trip for many, many years. And 2 days before the group is to leave, Sam's wife puts her foot down, tells him he isn't going. Sam's fishing mates are very upset that he can't go, but what can they do? 2 days later, the three get to the camping site and find Sam sitting there with a tent set up, the firewood gathered, dinner cooking on the fire, and having a cold beer. Sam, how long have you been here, and how did you talk your missus into letting you go? Well, I've been here since last night. Yesterday evening, I was sitting in my living room chair. My wife came up behind me. She put her hands over my eyes and asked, guess who? I pulled her hands off, and there she was, wearing a sheer nightie. She took my hand, and she pulled me into our bedroom. The room had candles and rose petals all over it. Well, she'd been reading that book, 50 Shades of Grey. On the bed, she had handcuffs and ropes. She told me
Alan.
To tie her up and cuff her to the bed. So I did. And then she said, do whatever you want. And here I am.
Oh, God. Oh, so bad.
A little bit of humor. Not Christmas humor, but I thought humor. Anyway.
It was funny.
It was funny. I know. Let's talk to Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Oh, getting better. We're all getting better, but.
I'm glad to hear that.
Thanks. And we wanted to wish you a happy anniversary and a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. You mm-hmm. also.
Right
Do you have any
here.
Special plans?
Oh, no, we're just hanging around the house.
Nothing wrong with hanging around the house.
Nope.
So
it's probably nicer than running.
Yeah. You all take care now.
Thanks, Linda.
You also.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Paul, good morning, Paul.
Hi, gang.
How you
Good
doing?
Morning.
Well, Linda was quick.
Yeah,
she's a nice lady. She's got lots to do.
I wish I was Dale though.
Why?
Well, I didn't get any venison.
Oh my! You don't know the right person to ask, I guess.
I thought I was. You hurt my feelings.
No, I'm so sorry.
That's all right. I'll get over it. By the way, the. I looked up those putz houses.
Uh-huh.
They're cute.
Aren't they neat?
Mm-hmm.
We used to always have them when I was a kid around the tree. My grandparents had them.
Who didn't, you know?
Yeah. By the way, I don't know if I had mentioned, I'm the guy that's originally from Michigan.
I remember. You're the walleye guy.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe those guys, for like 3 days in a row, they went out, and there must have been 40 or more walleyes every day, and they just were giving them away.
Wow. What's the limit?
I have no idea, but it looks like it's got to be a lot.
A lot.
it's those three guys, and it looks like they each get about 12 or so each.
Wow.
I mean, they're just laying all over the place. I told them, I said, you're just goofing around. You know, that's must be the same pictures or same fish you keep rearranging.
That's funny.
My brother, him and his wife still live in Frankenmuth.
Right.
your wife. She can look up, Robin can look up Frankenmuth, Michigan.
I will.
Okay.
World's largest Christmas store, Bronner's.
Bronner's.
I've heard of that.
It's an old German community, and it's called Michigan's Little Bavaria.
Cool.
Anyhow, he sent me this this year, first time. He sends me this package, and I'm not a fan of this stuff much anymore, but I'm sure you might. But anyhow, it's, since it's an old German town, the one thing he sent me was Metwurst. Have you ever heard of Metwurst?
No.
No.
Well, I tried it. It's good. It tastes... It looked like a little tiny ring bologna, ring bologna or something. It tasted like, I don't know, some people, they wouldn't even know what this is. It was called blood sausage.
Oh, I've heard of that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And
it's very English-British.
Well, a lot of people wouldn't like something like that, but that's what it kind of tasted like. It was much better than anything like summer sausage.
Got it.
And then the other one was called Landjäger. And this Landjäger looks like I don't know, it looks like shriveled up hot dogs.
Lovely.
Well, but really what it was it's beef jerky. So it's, you say you were having deer jerky, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Well, this is like a
snack stick. Like a
Slim
Jim.
Yeah, like a Slim Jim or something like that, but it's I haven't had them yet. But it said that the German hunters, you know, when they were out in the field, they would carry these things, you know, for, you know, I used to carry jerky in the field.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know,
absolutely.
Quick energy.
Yep. You might have just given me a new place to visit. I really like this place.
Well, I'm telling you one thing. When you visit it, it's on, of course, of all things, it's located on 2525 Christmas Tree Lane.
That's cool.
And the thing's the size of Walmart, Alan.
So when sounds good.
When you go in there, you can imagine you're walking into a Walmart, and
it's all Christmas. Yeah.
Yeah, they had to build a 4-star hotel next to it because when people would go there from, like, you know, Ohio, Indiana,
Maryland.
Maryland, they would, you know, they'd say, hey, we didn't get enough the first day. We got to go back.
Cool.
I'm going to go.
All right. Well, Paul, you have a Merry Christmas. We have
Merry
to.
Merry Christmas, you too.
Take a break.
Merry Christmas.
We'll talk to you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye. I'm in Wisconsin, right?
Yes, you are.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, are you like we were and have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? We did, too. It was a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. Pretty much it. We fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. We were shopping for a gas fireplace insert, and we came across Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected the brand is Enviro. The model number is EX35 gas fireplace insert. And Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service as well. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, the room-filling heat, and the remote control of our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands. And here's the thing, though. The worldwide shortage of computer chips could delay your idea of owning a new insert. So there's plenty in stock, but act now while supplies last. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the coming cold weather. Visit BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we want to thank our sponsors, Chesapeake Outdoors on Kent Island, and we want to thank Clyde Sports Shop in Lansdowne for sponsoring the show today. We've got a little abbreviated break here, and we've done our due diligence and been fair to those sponsors, so I guess we'll be right back after these messages.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment?
Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Robin Ellis here. My mobility scooter from All Mobility Store in Del Mar changed my life. No more missed activities with my grandbaby, shopping, or holiday fairs. I'm announcing a terrific sale at All Mobility Store in Del Mar with 10% off all new and used scooters from now until Christmas Eve. All new Vive Health scooters on sale for $799.99 with an open box special of $650. My brand Pride Revo scooters are originally $1,746, now on sale for $1,599. Bank financing is available or choose 90 days, same as cash. The All Mobility Store is a full-service facility for scooters and mobility vehicle repairs. They take trade-ins and will buy back any used scooter, power chair, or mobility vehicle. Stop by 8999 Ocean Highway, Route 13 in Del Mar. Call 410-425-7200. That's 410-425-7200. Or visit allmobilitystore.com for the big sale through December 24th. Great Christmas present. Just tie a big red bow on it.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looks like we have room for two more callers. Let's talk to William, and then we'll talk to Gary. Good morning, William. How are you?
Good morning. Just fine. How you doing?
Doing good.
Great. I just called to get in the muzzleloader contest.
All righty.
Okay.
You're in.
Thank you very much. And Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas
you
to you.
You also.
Thank you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Gary, good morning.
Good morning. Alan, Robin, happy anniversary.
Thank you
so much.
I called to get in the muzzleloader contest, but I want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate that.
And we love the show.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. We really enjoy you all.
Thank
Indeed.
You.
Thank you, buddy.
All right.
All right.
Have a super have holidays.
Have a great holiday.
You too.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was quick, Chris. So, I don't know. Should we take another call, or what do you think, Chris?
Well, we might, as long as we're calling right this second.
Right now, it's real quick.
But it's got to be quick.
Quick. So, anyway, we're giving away a CVA muzzleloader, an Optima model with stainless steel barrel, camo stock. It's 50 caliber, and it's a great muzzleloader.
Yep.
I've had Optimas. I've had all the different models. Today, I'll be taking an Acura with me. Not sure if I'm taking the mountain rifle or if I'm taking the special edition. Probably the special edition because there's possibility of taking a shot out in the field depending on where the deer show up. So we'll figure it out. But anyway, it is first day of the late muzzleloader season. It's in for 2 weeks. There's Sunday hunting in some counties. And what were you going to say?
I was going to ask Chris if they have something special they eat for Christmas.
Oh, I think that's a great idea.
You're just trying to fill airtime.
I am. So, and he
but
might
I think
be on
he's
the phone.
Answering a phone call. Are you yeah. there, Chris? Nope.
Nope. He's on the phone. So
I've been trying to ask him that, but he's been so busy today. And I finally got a chance, and you're just yakking because you want to fill air.
That's what we have to do.
But I had you didn't
but,
look at your wife for help.
Okay. Honey, do you have anything you'd like to say?
No, I was going to ask Chris. I've got nothing to say to you.
We've got our last caller. His name is Bob.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Hi, hey, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing good.
You? How are you?
Just calling you. Wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and that anniversary, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so
we might
much.
Make it to five at this rate.
Possibly.
When you got your scrambled eggs on your creme brulee,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Put a little bit of ketchup on it and everything.
My little sister eats ketchup on her eggs or used to.
I love ketchup on eggs.
So. And, of course, I like to register for that muzzleloader contest.
You are in. If you talk to Chris,
I'm
you're in. Yep.
Yeah, my brother-in-law hit last, was it 2 weeks ago or last week?
Oh, really?
Good for Richard. Him.
Yeah.
Richard, good for him. Yep.
Yeah, we'll get we'll try to keep it in the family.
Chasing his wife around.
Uh-oh.
We'll try to keep it in the family.
There you go.
There you go.
Well, all right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Have a wonderful New Year coming up.
You do
Me
the
too.
Same. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas. Chris, do y'all have any special you eat for Christmas?
Oh, yes. Standing rib roast.
Mm, I haven't had one of those in a long time.
Ooh. That sounds wonderful.
And
that,
some sort of potato. We might have au gratin potatoes. And then, of course, green bean casserole. And usually apple pie.
Mm,
how about
good.
You guys?
We have something called, we call it shrimp chalet. We made up the name. It's a shrimp, the shrimp in a cream of shrimp soup with curry and sherry wine in it over rice. And we've had it since I was a little kid, and we continue to have it. Always will.
Nice.
Yep.
Very tasty.
Very tasty.
Yep.
And not horrible to make.
It is easy to make. It's good to make, and it's not a whole day thing. And I'm going to ask Jason if he wants to make a standing rib roast for.
There you go.
We need another piece of meat this year.
Exactly.
Everybody, we want to wish Chris Merry Christmas and wish you all a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We'll see you on the New Year, okay? Get out, stay safe, enjoy your family and loved ones this week. Friends, too. Those are what's important, not all the hustle and bustle.
And,
Merry Christmas, everybody.
And happy anniversary to you and Alan, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and your family.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Everybody, Merry
right
Christmas.
Back at you,
Merry
buddy.
Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.